Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfill podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. You've actually stumbled across the podcast on a very good day because today's topic is going to blow your mind. You're going to get so much clarity to understand why you haven't been able to manifest your desires. But before we go there, I want to welcome you and be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week on Tuesdays and Friday. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Welcome back. So beyond grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. And as always, love to hear from you. If you have any feedback on the podcast, if you've had any aha moments, takeaways, please come and tell me. It fills me up to hear that this podcast is making a difference. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And I'm just going to dive into today's episode because I have so much I want to talk to you. And like I said, it's going to be a really transformative episode and give you so much clarity. If you've been trying to manifest the same desire, but something is amiss, something is just keeping you stuck and you can't put your finger on it. And I'll tell you one thing is I've been manifesting consciously. I say consciously because we've been manifesting since the day we were born, but most of us are doing it very unconsciously. That's why, you know, really understanding how the process works is the biggest gift you can give to yourself because you're always manifesting. But when you really understand how the laws of reality work, you're able to leverage them to your advantage so that you can be more intentional about what unfolds. And so I've been consciously manifesting since 2017. And I have to say that the deeper I go into my manifestation journey, the quicker and easier I'm able to navigate the blocks that show up for me. Because let's not kid ourselves, no matter where you're at in your journey, you will face obstacles. You're going to feel stuck. That feeling of like, oh, will this ever shift? It will still be there. But the difference is with awareness and experience, now I can identify what's holding me back from receiving my desire and do the work to move forward. And so rather than faff around or play the victim card, it's like, okay, let's just address the problem. Here's the issue. Here's where I'm keeping myself stuck. And now I get to make a conscious choice. Do I want to stay stuck and do nothing at all? Or do I want to lean into discomfort and make that change? And so often I see people trying to figure out where they're going wrong and beating themselves up. And then they create a story that this is not possible. I'm never going to manifest my desire. But I'll tell you one thing, and I can almost guarantee that you fall into the statistic that for 99.9% of people who aren't getting what they want, you know what? They're not getting it. It comes down to a subconscious misalignment. I'll say it again. It comes down to a subconscious misalignment. So essentially, think of your subconscious mind as the operating system of your life. We have two parts of the mind. We have our conscious mind, so your conscious thoughts, feelings, habits, desires, and whatnot. And then we have our subconscious mind. And as much as we're operating out of our conscious mind, 90% of the outcomes that manifest in our lives stem from our subconscious programming. And your subconscious is like a memory bank of all your past experiences, what you've experienced, what you've been told, what you've seen, and whatnot. And it becomes deeply ingrained into our belief systems. And over time, our belief systems and whatever else resides in our subconscious, it shows up in our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and therefore our results. And so if there is a subconscious misalignment, your subconscious mind will always win. So you can sit here and say, I want to manifest more money. I want to manifest more money. But if you have a belief that making money, it makes you greedy, or if you want to manifest a relationship, but you have a belief that all men cheat because maybe that was your experience growing up, maybe your dad cheated on your mom. There's so many different reasons why we cultivate these destructive, limiting beliefs. But if that is your belief, that will, until you change that programming, that will continue to be your experience. And as a result, it will hold you back from getting what you want. And that is why no matter how badly you want your desire or how long you pray or you go on to spiritual pilgrimages and whatnot, your desire never seems to manifest. It's not because you're asking for too much. It's not because it's not possible, but it's because of a subconscious misalignment. And oftentimes that subconscious misalignment comes in the form of fear, be it the fear of judgment, fear of inadequacy, fear of change, fear of the unknown, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of letting people down, fear of not belonging. The list goes on. And here's the thing. Fear has a sneaky way of stopping us from ever manifesting our desires, from ever taking action. And it shows up in the smallest of ways. So that could be reaching out to someone you just meet to catch up for a coffee because you fear that they're not going to want to hang out with you. Or it could be in the bigger circumstance in life whereby you have an idea for your dream business, but you keep procrastinating. You keep making excuses to yourself. Now is not a good time. Or I just need my kids to go to school and whatnot. But really, that procrastination that you identify with stems from fear. And if you're fed up of waiting on your desires, go to the root. Address the fears. Address the very thing that is holding you back. And the minute you do so, the minute you liberate yourself from these fears, that is when you start to actually see your desires unfold, because now you've liberated energy. And that is why I'm so freaking excited to announce my upcoming Freedom from Fear workshop. It's now open to reserve your spot. And, you know, I was really inspired to host this workshop because, like I said, fear, if we're not careful, it will continue to hold us back. And I know that everybody who is trying to manifest, there is something deep down that is holding you back from taking action and as a result getting what you want. And the minute you can just go to the root, that's when everything changes. And so in this 90-minute workshop, we're going to be diving into three subconscious fears that have been keeping you stuck, the most common ones I've seen based on my last 11 years of coaching, and how to start getting past them once and for all so that you can finally see your desires effortlessly unfold. We have a pre-sale going on until Thursday. So right now, the investment to join the workshop is $88. After Thursday, it will go up to $144. And so if this is something you know you could benefit from, I highly recommend you sign up, because here's the thing is every human experiences fear. The most successful people, they feel fear, but they're able to take action anyway. And ultimately, it boils down to just changing the relationship you have with fear, so how you relate to fear, but also the grip in which fear has on you. And, you know, deep down, like I said, we all have at least one area in our life that we're not taking action in. And as a result, only holding ourselves back from getting what we want, whether it's your career, your relationships, money, your health. And at different stages of your life, you will find yourself continuously in a state of apprehension and inertia, not because you don't know what you need to do, but because the fear around taking action is too overbearing, too loud to ignore. And over time, if we don't actually change these fears and the impact it has on us, it will continue to dominate how we show up in our lives. And that could involve, I'm just giving you a few examples, but there are countless ways in which fear affects our behaviors. But firstly, it could involve holding back from telling someone how you feel or asking someone out because of the fear of rejection. It could show up in the form of you not raising your rates because of the fear of judgment, avoiding taking action on an idea, even though you know it's brilliant, because of the potential fear of failure. Maybe it's refusing to try for another baby after a past miscarriage because of the fear of pain. It could involve saying yes when you much rather say no because of the fear of letting people down. It's very comfortable to hold on to the notion that I'm just a people pleaser, but no, it's because you're terrified of letting people down. It could show up in you buying into the false illusion of perfectionism because of the fear of inadequacy. Maybe you find yourself staying in a toxic relationship or holding on to friends who only drain you because of the fear of the unknown. It could also show up in you self-sabotaging your weight loss goals because everyone around you is struggling with their weight. And so you stay overweight because of the fear of no longer belonging with your peer group. I could go on, but you catch my drift. And as different as we all may be, we're also very connected by one commonality alone. And that is fear sometimes gets the best of us. It holds us back from taking action and therefore manifesting the life we deep down desire. And trust me, as someone who has spent a huge chunk of her life living in fear, trust me when I say that life gets so good, so freaking incredible. It will blow you away in the most amazing ways when you liberate yourself from the tight grip that fear has held on you. Fear is lifelong. It's always present. But when you change your relationship with fear, you change your life. And with this workshop, that is my intention, for you to really understand the three most common subconscious fears that have been holding you back, but more importantly, how to actually get past them. Because when you can get past that destructive voice of fear and turn down the volume of your lack-based ego, now you're actually in alignment with the outcome you desire. Now you're actually an energetic match. And that is when manifestation happens really freaking fast. And so if you would like to join the workshop, you can head to the link in the show notes. And if you aren't able to attend the workshop on the day itself, replays will be available as soon as the workshop is done. I will be sending out the recording. And even if you just want to rewatch it over and over, you will be able to do so with the recording. And so I would love to have you part of it. If you have any questions at all about the workshop, you can just send me a DM on Instagram. Like I said, my handle is at kushpu.kway. And meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushpu.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.